Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to Producer's Cut.
Producer's Cut.
I have braids, so I think my braids have beads.
Oh, you're in your African queen.
Yes.
We've got questions today.
We do. So I asked on my page if people have any questions to ask me and you.
Okay.
And we also asked on the Wisdom and Wellness page. Okay. So I have two phones right now with a lot of questions.
Okay.
We're going to answer a few.
All right.
There's a few interesting ones.
Yes. I'm ready. Okay.
Firstly, I'm going to start with the ones on my phone. So I'm going to pick like
three or four.
I'm going to pick four from this side and four from this side.
We're going to try answer 8 questions in 10 minutes.
8 questions.
15 in minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I went through most of them. Okay. Are you guys related or it's a friendship that turned to sisterhood? There's another one. How did you and Bumi meet?
Firstly, no, we're not related. Secondly, no. I don't think I'm your friend. I don't think you consider me your friend. We're not friends. However, I don't like using the term she's like a sister to me because I think an older friend of mine made me aware of it.
Yeah.
That sometimes that can come with some sort of hierarchy or like, I know the way, I'm showing you the way, which is not the case, right?
Yeah.
But I did meet you through my little sister.
Yes. I was still in high school.
You were in high school. You guys are friends. Yeah. And then you were the first time we actually interacted, you worked with for me,
I did. You guys had a store at your celebration. Yeah. And I wore heels.
And you wore heels. And Brendan called you Upai, yeah. I think, because you tripped over your heels or something. So my dad was hosting Joyous Celebration in Middleburg. And then to make money, I had a stall. Like we do at our fest, we have stalls. So I had a stall. And then I needed some extra hands. So I asked my sister to bring some of her friends. And then Crazy Girl came in high heels.
I mean, it was a Joyous Celebration show. And I was like, if I'm going to work, let me show up. You're going to look cute. I don't know why I wore heels. I cannot tell you why I wore heels, but yeah.
I don't know either. And then when you came to Joburg and then you started doing producing, you stage managed the first Unlimited Fest, which you did amazing. Yeah. And then this year, what did you do? You stage managed, but were also kind of part of the project management team.
Yeah.
And then eventually joined the Wisdom and Wellness team. Yeah. As the producer. And yeah, but we had been having the producing the podcast conversation for some time.
A long time.
Yeah. And then timing was everything.
Yeah. I just feel like, I don't know. Like when people ask me, how do I know you? Obviously I tell them that I met you when I was still in high school, came to your house, the whole Joyous Celebration thing and Nonto. And then I'm like, but when I moved to Joburg, somehow when you started all your businesses, I was just there. Yeah. When Anino was happening, I was doing my nails in Anino, the photo shoot.
The photo shoot. Like, jeez, I forgot about that.
I was just in there somehow. And we've just always been talking about work like how we're going to work together. And now literally it's like every day. You're like the person that's on the three contacts there.
I forgot you're part of the Anino photo shoot.
I know.
Yeah, that's so crazy. But I guess I've always recognized your passion and work ethic. So
thank you.
And now we're here.
Yes, girl. Okay. And then, Bumi, can you share about your first 2 years of starting Anino after leaving school?
I didn't start Anino after leaving school.
Yeah.
I started a cleaning business first and then I started Anino in 2017, just when I got married. I first started as a nail tech. I used to do house calls. You were one of my practice clients, ne?
Oh, that's the other one.
Oh, yeah. You were one of my practice people. You came to my house.
And then you did like the long, they were pink. You did long pink natural nails.
They were horrible.
No, they weren't bad.
Did they last long?
They weren't bumpy.
Did they last long?
I can't remember. It was actually, I wasn't doing nails much that time, so they were good for me.
Practiced on Praise's hand. And then I started doing house calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just fully booked. Like I would leave the house at like 6 a.m., come back at like 9 p.m. I was making money. I had reached my target of making 10,000 rand a month, which was my target at the time. And I did it within the first month. I made that target. And then I continued. And then I realized that I can only make so much money alone. You know? Yeah. And also I realized that if I continue like this, I'll never be able to go on holiday. It's going to be very hard to start a family. I can't own my time.
Yeah.
And that's when I started the salon. So then I started the salon. I had people working for me, but I was still doing nails as well. The reason I stopped doing nails was one, TD Jakes's book, Saw. He talks about how his dad started a business and he had a janitor's business, like a cleaning business. Yeah. And the only reason his dad's business never grew is that his dad didn't know when to put down the broom. In essence, he didn't know when to stop being a leader versus doing the operations and stuff. And so that's when I transitioned. And then the second reason I stopped doing nails was because people, and as I was growing on YouTube, people started wanting me to do nails.
And not everyone else.
Which was obviously not good for my business. So
people do that. Like, sorry to cut you in. Like, when you know someone has a hair business, you want them to do your hair.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, you weren't there, so I went back. How's Anna?
I'm like that too. Like, I have my person. And if they're not there, they're not there. So then I started that. I enjoyed Anino a lot. I learned a lot. I cried a lot. I lost a lot.
Yeah.
And I was taken advantage a lot by my staff. As a leader, I was a walkover.
Did people tell you that or did you recognize that?
No, I recognized it. Like, I would pay for people's kids' school fees.
Yeah.
If you came to me and you just like, imaliako, like you finished your transport money, I'd feel sorry for you and I'd give you. And then you think because you're doing that, people owe you loyalty, right?
That's true.
That's what you think.
That is
true. Then when ish hits the fan, there's no loyalty. And that would break me. Like, how?
And it's an expectation you set for yourself.
Exactly. So Anino taught me a lot about business.
Yeah.
I wasted lost a lot of money. I'll stop there.
It was necessary, unfortunately.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed it. I loved that business.
That business was beautiful.
Loved it.
You know what I loved about Anino?
What?
Every time I'd go to work, and then you're like, I didn't have money, but my nails were done by Anino. And Anino was like, that's a lot.
It was a good price.
That's a lot. Price. How do you do it? I'm like,
it's my nails, girl.
And even my hair. I used to do my hair there as well.
Yeah.
So now you have your answer.
Now I have your answer.
And then, how do you balance work and marriage?
Balance. I don't like using the word balance.
Okay.
Because
I'm glad you're saying that because a lot of people see it in that way.
Yeah, because balance means you everything is held equally at the same time. It's not. But my marriage is my work is integrated into my life, into my marriage.
Yeah.
I've also been studying the order of God for our lives. And his order is to love God, right? Love God, love yourself.
Yeah.
Love your neighbor. In this instance, love my husband.
Yeah.
So I love God. I take care of myself. I love me. And in that way, I love my husband. And then my children, my family comes next. And then my business comes. I don't always get that order right. Sometimes I think work does kind of take over. But what I've learned is in my busiest seasons where I've sacrificed perhaps my marriage, the health of my marriage for my business, I realize that I'm miserable. But when I put my marriage first, even when my business is not doing as great, I'm at peace.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
home, man.
Yeah. It's like, the most important. And sometimes we get so distracted chasing and we think there's like some things are more important. It's human nature, but it's important to learn the lesson.
Yeah.
So there's no balance. You keep learning. Like you fall into a trap where your marriage takes a backseat and then there's other things. Yeah. Then you realize, no, this is not working. And then your marriage is first and it's amazing and you've got peace and it's great. And then get used to it because we're human. So,
I think it's also just learning.
I
don't think I'm not married. But like, I think you get it right as time goes. Because it's not like, okay, well, now I'm in a relationship. Oh yeah, now I'm married.
Yeah.
So who comes first? What happens with work?
Yeah.
Da, da, da. Like days are not the same. If you have a full day of having to focus on whatever that you're working on, it is that full day.
It is that. But like you said, it's learning and you don't fully get it right. It's just a circle. Like it goes round and round and round and you do better, you make better decisions sometimes. Sometimes you make bad decisions and True. You apologize and you keep going and you keep going and keep going.
But we're human.
Yeah, we're human. But our marriages, our families should come before work.
Work. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm learning that, especially with family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last one. It's a fun one.
Okay.
It's not fun, but yeah. Will you ever go on a girls' trip?
I did for my birthday.
Before, I know this one was good, but like, I think if I'm correct, okay. The reason why this person is asking, will you ever go on a girls trip?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of the things that happen on a girls trip. Like, there's the one that you had, it was your birthday.
Yeah.
It was your close friends, actually. Yeah.
But family, some
people,
mostly.
Yeah, yeah. There are some people who go on girls trips.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with friends. Things just turn there. And we even read, like, this happened on a girls trip.
Like a wild girls trip. Like a,
there's wild, fun, like, girls trip, the movie.
Yeah.
But then there's also, now we're in another country, now someone... Who are you now here in Mexico dancing to whatever?
No, I would never. Maybe let me not say no, I wouldn't. Let me use the word I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I over prepare like for my holiday, like this holiday. I knew about it like last year, January, that I'm going to Amsterdam in July this year. So I over prepare. Two, the way that I holiday is that I need a balance of alone time and time with other people. So even with Brent and I, now when we were in Paris, like there's a day where I went to the library and he went and he did his own thing and we spent the whole day apart. And then we come back and we have a good time. And then there's days where we're together and then we with other people.
Yeah.
So, no. And then secondly, I don't like drama. I'm very, very, very quick to remove myself from drama.
That you are.
Very quick.
Yep.
So no.
Yeah.
And the way I did my girls trip this year, my birthday, it wasn't necessarily a girls trip. They're not friends. It's people who are close, who are special in my life, who know each other because they've met each other over the years. And we all happened to come for my birthday. And that was that. There's no drama.
Yeah.
There's no gossip. There's not. If you know me, you know that you do not gossip in my presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think girls trip are good. You guys can go on girls trip. But
should ask you. Maybe people. You should answer the question.
Me and girls trip.
Yeah. Have you been on one? You went to a sleepover, didn't you?
Yeah. I haven't really. But I used to enjoy sleepovers when I was a kid.
Okay.
But I haven't now really been on a girls trip. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what fun is for me right now.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. So I don't know. I enjoy going. We went on a trip, but it was like with a friend and it was like a couple's trip.
Yeah.
That was nice. Like we were just chilling. It was nice.
Yeah.
No expectations.
Yeah.
Relaxed. I think I enjoy that now. But when I go on a wild girls trip, I used to think that I want to like go to, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we are just partying.
I can't even imagine you doing that.
But that was just like the thought in my head.
Because like that's what happens when you trip. Yeah, like when you grow up, that's what happens.
It's like, oh, like we're all business women. We're all
getting
like,
drunk.
It's nice. We're sipping on wine and champagne. But now I'm just like, no. So I actually don't know what my fun is. I see myself going on trips with my family one day when I have kids, my kids. I just see like, I don't know.
You don't see a girls trip?
But what if my friends want to do it? I'm keen.
I think it depends. If you and your girls understand each other.
Yeah, we've been trying to plan. Like right now, me and my friends, like individually, we one just got a baby. Like,
oh yeah, you did say you guys are in different
seasons. Yeah. One, they started their business with the husband.
Oh, wow.
And like things are just, one is figuring her, like what can I say? Like she's more like, her mother's a pastor. So she loves going with her like to the church conferences and whatnot.
So
like,
she's finding her feet.
Yeah, like, and it's just different now. So maybe one day we'll come back and just go on the trip. But
maybe do it now and like,
I don't know.
You know, I think a girls trip can look different.
It can. But now it's just getting everybody together and just doing it. So
So what's your answer? You would go on a girls trip? No?
I would. I just don't know how it looks like now. But okay. I would, it's, let me tell you right now, I wouldn't. With my friends right now, I wouldn't, because we all have different values right now.
Okay,
we all,
that's fair.
And I feel like if maybe one person would be like, oh, they want to drink a glass of champagne.
Yeah.
I feel like there's someone who'd be like,
judgy about
now,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're like, should I even like drink my champagne?
Yeah.
Or like maybe someone wants to go and read and we're like, girl, we're here to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Still
not
figuring
now.
That out.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I guess it depends
it
with
depends.
Your circle.
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends.
What keeps Praise
mm-hmm.
and Bumi
mm-hmm.
going or motivated?
I haven't thought about that question in a long time. What keeps me going or motivated? I genuinely love what I do.
Yeah.
Taking breaks keeps me motivated.
As of late or since?
Since. Okay. I always have to take breaks because I'm a creative at heart. I'm a creative and all my work comes from an inspired, creative way. So solitude inspires me. Does that make sense?
Like taking, I don't know what solitude,
solitude
means.
Is taking like. solitude is taking time out.
Okay.
For me to listen to God. So I need space. Okay. I need my phone off. I need time alone. I need empty space where that's where I get inspired. So solitude inspires me because it reminds me what I value, what's important to me, and how it makes me feel.
Oh. What keeps me motivated or going? It is the love that I have for my work.
Uh-huh.
I actually don't think I can answer this question. I haven't
thought
about
it. I think
it's
your passion.
It is
You're
my
right.
passion.
It's your love.
It is my love for it because every day I just want to know more, want to try more. Actually,
what?
You know what season I'm in now?
What season are you in now?
Trying out new things. And I don't mean like now I'm going to start a YouTube channel, no. But I'm like trying out new things. I've been talking about posting more.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I saw that.
I want to do my makeup. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to do my hair. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I want to document it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to have fun. So I'm trying out new things and having fun with it. I actually told Roy the other time, I was like, I want to start having fun
mm-hmm.
with the things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Even like, just fun. I want to find fun in my life.
In everything. Yeah. Alright, that's it for today.
That's it for today.
Alrighty, this was Grady.
Thank you for your question.
Ow.